Philadelphia. At least three of the people killed in Wednesday night's mid-air collision in Washington, D.C. had ties to our region. They were among 14 people on the American Airlines flight returning from a U.S. figure skating development camp in Kansas. The University of Delaware confirmed Thursday that Alexander Kursanov, a former UD figure skating club coach, was killed in the crash, along with two of his students, Sean Kay and Angela Yang. The students under Kursanov trained at the university's High Performance Training Center in Newark, Delaware. Kursanov, who was 46, was born in Russia and had previously competed professionally in ice dancing for the U.S. and internationally. The Philadelphia Skating Club and Humane Society in Ardmore posted a message Thursday saying some of their members were also killed. Unions representing more than 10,000 educators and researchers at Rutgers are asking a Middlesex County judge to dismiss a lawsuit from a student seeking compensation for the first faculty strike in the school's history. WHYY New Jersey reporter Kenneth Burns tells us more.
Jeremy Lee, a business major at New Brunswick, claims that the five-day strike in 2023 by the three unions not only degraded the academic experience for himself and other students, it inflicted emotional anxiety as final exams were about to begin. Lee filed his suit in March of last year and is seeking class action status for it. Lee is represented by Daniel Schur, who has filed similar lawsuits across the country. Todd Wolfson, president of one of the unions being sued, called the lawsuit a politically motivated attack which aims to silence education unions. Schur, in a statement, said they are seeking justice for Rutgers students. He adds, quote, "When unions knowingly break the law, students should not be the ones paying the price." The hearing is scheduled for this afternoon at 3 o'clock. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
A coalition of more than 20 labor and community groups rallied outside the New Jersey State House Thursday, calling on all candidates running for governor this year to sign a Build and Defend New Jersey Challenge Pledge. Dina Matola-Jaborska of New Jersey Citizen Action says this is vitally important.
The vast majority of Americans are in Trump's line of fire as he pursues a policy agenda that benefits the wealthy and empowers radical extremists who want to dismantle our democratic values.
Jaborska says New Jersey's next governor must be ready to stand up and fight the president's assault on immigrants, seniors, the sick, the disabled, black, brown, and poor people, and women, and civil service employees. In sports, the Islanders shut down the Flyers. This happened last night, 3-0 the final. The 76ers hoping for a win tonight at home against the Nuggets. And here's a look at the forecast. Right now it's cloudy and 42 in Philly. The high temperature is expected to be 50 on this Friday with a few early showers and then